waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why are you making such a fuss, he says. Why are you troubled that Christ hasn't arrived yet? Actually, he already has, and the day is soon upon us. Take note of his insight, how he moves them away from earthly concerns and frightens them with the mention of the dreaded judgment seat, thereby suggesting that not only must the beginnings be good, but the end as well. Even with all these gifts and everything else that's good, we must keep that day in mind, and many tasks are needed to reach the end. He uses the word revelation, implying that even though he doesn't appear to be here, he is, and he is present even now, and will appear then. Therefore, patience is required. You received these wonders so that you can remain steadfast.